One of the provisions of the bill Van Hollen singled out in a letter to legislative leaders would automatically register someone's information with the state's election agency when they renew their driver's license. Van Hollen said it could lead to ineligible voters being put into a statewide registry. He says part of the plan that would let people register online without a signature is also troublesome.
The signature is one of the last remaining things that we're able to utilize that helps us to fight voter fraud and to investigate and prosecute voter fraud.
Van Hollen also took issue with part of the bill that would criminalize voter suppression or voter intimidation. He said it would amount to a restriction on someone's right to free speech. The Attorney General says he's not sure what the overall bill is trying to address.
We in Wisconsin have laws right now that permit people or encourage people to come to the polls and register and vote that are far more broad, and it's so much easier to vote in Wisconsin and register to vote than just about anywhere else. It's really difficult to make it any easier.
Representative Jeff Smith of Eau Claire, the assembly sponsor of the plan, said in a statement that Republicans were using political rhetoric and fear-mongering to attack the bill. Democrats have said the proposal modernizes Wisconsin's election laws. They also say the more people who register to vote ahead of election days, the easier it is for the state and local poll workers to make sure their information is accurate. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.